This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Latest on the Nashville shooting. More riots in France. 40 migrants die at the border. And Ivy League tuition broke a new benchmark. That's all coming up. And then Bill O'Reilly will be here with a message of the day. First, we're getting more details of the 28-year-old woman who murdered 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults at the Covenant School outside Nashville. She sent a Instagram message to a friend. She said, "So basically that post I made on here about you, that was basically a suicide note. I'm planning to die today. Capital letters, this is not a joke. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die. This is my last goodbye. I love you. See you again in another life." The friend reached out to the suicide prevention hotline. They told her to call the police non-emergency line. And a police officer came to her house 5 hours after the shooting. Have you seen the police body camera footage? It's unbelievable. I've never seen it like it. Absolute heroes. No question. These men never stopped. They never slowed down. They cleared the rooms to absolute perfection and with absolute precision eliminated the threat. It is inspiring to see men like that still exist. And then to hear the story of the 9-year-old girl who took it upon herself to try and stop the massacre when she tried to pull the fire alarm. She was one of the 3 kids who were shot and killed. They're still protesting and rioting in France over the president raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. 740,000 people across the nation protested. Macron did it without a parliamentary vote. The garbage men in Paris have been on strike for 3 weeks, but they decided to go back to work. There's enough rotting garbage on the streets. No one could take it anymore. This is the 10th round of protests across the country. The French love to riot. At least 40 migrants died when a fire broke out at a migrant detention center on the Mexican side of the border. Ciudad Juarez, opposite of El Paso, Texas. It was caused when some of the migrants were protesting their deportation out of Mexico. And some of them set fire to mattresses for some reason. 40 migrants died because of that. Everything's getting more expensive, but nothing more than college tuition. Still going up. Tuition at an Ivy League school is approaching $90,000 a year. One could easily make the argument that this is the greatest scam in American history. Students and families take out massive loans, which they're burdened with for the rest of their life. The school gets the money right away, and it goes to pay for communists, Democrats, and diversity activists, and brain-dead professors of useless majors. And we just keep doing it. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly's here with your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, the nation mourns 3 more innocent children murdered, this time by a trans person in Tennessee who also shot 3 adults to death. The site was a religious school, the killer shot dead by police, as you know. Almost immediately, President Biden demanded an assault rifle ban because he has no idea how to stop violent crime and could not care less. He's always falling back on cliches. So forgive my cynicism, But if the hapless president really cared about human life, he'd protect the southern border, the transshipment point for fentanyl and other dangerous narcotics, which are killing hundreds of thousands. Now, the Tennessee killer was obviously mentally ill and evil. No other explanation. In a nation of 330 million, there are legions of mentally ill people. Strictly enforced gun bans might cut down on a few murders, but certainly will not solve the violence problem. In fact, nothing will stop violent mayhem, just as nothing will stop mental illness. Containment is all we can hope for. Once again, all gun crimes committed in the USA should be federal offenses with strict mandatory prison time. As for the powerful rifles, individual states should decide the license requirements, because New York City is far different than Wyoming. The Second Amendment allows for lawful firearm protection. That's not going to change. But to protect us from harm, we need to get tougher. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got George, a concierge member, and I'll have a word about that in a moment. They keep talking about when Social Security may run out of money, but they never mention when welfare will run out of money and when are we going to run out of foreign aid money. Never, never on any of them. We'll just borrow it. That's what we do in America. We borrow, borrow, borrow. That's why we have $32 trillion in debt. Mark, in my opinion, 99% of Trump supporters are peaceful, law-abiding folks who just want what's best. 1% are violent idiots. That's no different than 1% of police, Catholic priests, etc. Every group has some bad people. I don't think it would make much of a difference if Donald Trump used the term nonviolent. That doesn't, so what? He should say peaceful whenever he's rallying his supporters. What's the downside? Okay, let's go to Kevin Slattery, good Irishman. I am a conservative. Many of my friends are as well. Among those I know, none of us like Donald Trump. Okay. Certainly a minority in the Republican Party feel the way you do, Kevin. Deborah Carney, Kilgore, Texas. I always look forward to the no-spin news. In my quest for the truth, I found that you supply it, O'Reilly. Thank you. As a premium member, I don't care how Trump comes off in tweets or whatever platform he uses. He kept the country safe. He made us energy independent, no inflation. My life was much better when he was president. There you go. Carolyn, concierge member, the Dems and media supporters made the mistake of declaring that there was absolutely no irregularities in the 2020 election, and anybody who disagreed was a conspiracy person or a white supremacist. They never accepted ex-President Trump's win in 2016. I think there's some truth to that. If you hold the opinion the election was rigged, that's your opinion. In a moment, something you might not know.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1973, the last remaining U.S. combat troops withdrew from South Vietnam after a decade of brutal combat. America's war in Southeast Asia was over. Here's how the conflict spiraled out of control. The Pentagon began sending advisors into South Vietnam in November 1955 to stop the spread of communism. In 1961, 6 years later, President Kennedy sent 500 Green Berets to confront the Viet Cong, which was a guerrilla group operating in South Vietnam. A few years later, hundreds of thousands of young Americans were drafted, many winding up in Southeast Asia. Despite the U.S. never losing a major battle in Vietnam, corruption among the South Vietnam officials stymied any progress against the communists. On March 29, 1973, the remaining American forces left Saigon, a peaceful withdrawal. But back home, the conflict was anything but peaceful. In total, nearly 3 million Americans served in Vietnam, peaking at 550,000 in April 1969. 300,000 were wounded, 60,000 dead. Between 1964 and 73, the Pentagon drafted 2.2 million young people into service, many against their will. The war cost American taxpayers $160 billion at the time. That would be $1 trillion in today's currency. The Vietnam conflict bitterly divided the nation, as you know. Surveys at the time showed the public split 50-50 on whether sending troops into Southeast Asia served the national interest. And here's something else you might not know. The official end of the Vietnam War took place on January 27, 1973. The Paris Peace Accords were signed by delegates from the USA, South, and North Vietnam. The pact called for the withdrawal of U.S. troops, a complete ceasefire from all parties, the release of prisoners of war, and no further invasions. Almost immediately, the communists broke the agreement, and today Vietnam remains one of the few Marxist nations on Earth. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.